Phoenix FM at the Latitude Festival, and it's quiet where we are for good reason. I'm joined by Michelle from Chill Welfare, that's right, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. Hello, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you. And now, you are busy. I mean, we've got to put people's mind rest assured, really, that it's a service that you provide certainly is used by a minority of people here at the festival, but it's a really important service.
Yes, absolutely. So we provide welfare here at the Latitude Festival, you know, and as you said, there's a really wide spectrum of people who attend festivals like Latitude, and we just see a very small end of one spectrum of people coming to the festival, and that could be for a range of reasons. So we're specifically really a drug and alcohol specialist welfare service, but we also do specialist work in regards to mental health and sexual health and people's general well-being too. So yeah, pretty varied.
Now, it is warm, and what time is it? Let's just check. I don't think it's, yes, it's 20 past 11 on a Saturday morning, so it's a busy time with people going into there. And you're making sure that people are getting topped up with water. You're giving out water like it's going out of fashion at the moment.
Yeah, I hate to think how much we've given out already, but yeah, you really just need to be thinking, you know, a few steps ahead and just knowing that it's going to be pretty extreme heat today, and really it's about preventing crises. You know, we've seen a lot of sunstroke yesterday while we were on site, so it's really about preventing those cases and intervening as well.
So people who have suffered from sunstroke have spent the evening with yourselves then, have they?
Yeah, for the most part they've kind of come in the afternoon and the evening, and our welfare space is split into a crisis room or a crash space where we have designated bed bays where people can come in and just sleep off, whether it's sunstroke, whether it's due to a substance they've taken, drugs and or alcohol, or if they just need a bit of time out from the intense festival environment. We also have a chill out space, which is just a seated area with nice music, fabrics, like nice lighting as well. Again, if people don't need a bed but slightly lower threshold stuff but just still need a bit of time out from that festival environment. And then we have the stall you saw outside where we give out sun cream and water, but we also have patrol teams that go around the site and give out sun cream, water, after sun, condoms, just whatever we think people might need. So, you know, a lot of outreach work as well. We don't wait for people just to come to us, so that's really important too.
And I've got to say as well, for anyone listening thinking, oh, a lot of alcohol, a lot of drugs, it's not a festival environment that you see. You don't see people walking around and think, oh, there's something there. It's people who have coming to see you. And again, it's just stressing really that it is a real minority of people who are coming here and needing those services. But there always will be people who need them.
Of course, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, we're all aware that alcohol use and drug use are part and parcel of festivals and always have been, and a good chance probably always will be. You know, for the most part, people who are using substances at festivals are having a good time and perhaps using safely as well. And, you know, as you say, we just see a small minority of people who do unfortunately come into difficulty, either through the substance or through things that are going on for themselves, because, you know, session is so important if people do choose to use. So, you know, we do a lot of harm reduction work. Like, our ethos is, it's not a moral one. We see substance use as a public health issue, and we accept that people will use. We don't condone or condemn it, but if people do choose to use, we can advise on the safest way possible and how to prevent any crisis happening.
And you must spend, and all of the volunteers here must spend a lot of time being trained in ways of dealing with that.
Yes, absolutely. So we just specifically recruit volunteers who are actually full-time workers in the drug and alcohol field, so they have a wealth of experience. So people from substance use background, mental health background, we have nurses on the team as well. And then when we're doing the sexual health work as well, we get sexual health workers in who can do chlamydia screening and things like that for people. So yeah, it's really, really important that we take on volunteers who are very experienced anyways, and we also provide them with briefings and training, because, you know, the festival environment is so different to your day-to-day work environment. So I guess, yeah, it's about getting used to that as well.
And that's the thing. I mean, if someone is coming up to you in terms of their age, in terms of, I suppose, just their appearance, trying to gauge their mood immediately from their appearance and then judging the person to talk to them, exactly take them back as quickly as possible and where to go from there, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's really important to assess people on how they present. I mean, quite often we can gauge perhaps what the person has taken. You know, it's quite clear whether it's a stimulant or a depressant they've taken, and then that's quite clear, and that makes a clearer pathway. And we have specific workers who are maybe more experienced at dealing with different substances. We would spend a lot of one-to-one time with people, a lot of paperwork, you know, paper trails, documenting things. We work really, really closely with medics on site. We always ensure that our marquee is positioned right beside their marquee. So if, you know, anyone needs checked over quickly, that can happen really quick as well. Also really good relationships with the police and security. We have police surgeries that happen here every morning. So if anyone did want to flag up anything to the police, they're here as well, and they can get emotional support from us as well. So yeah, it's a pretty holistic package of welfare really that Latitude offers. So
You've said yourself, just go by the experience this year so far, the main issue seems to be sunstroke. It's hot today. You're preparing yourself for another day of that.
Yeah, perhaps. So, I mean, you know, it's completely understandable that when people come to the festival, and a festival is like really as lovely as this, that drinking some water isn't going to be your first priority. So it's really about getting out there and just reminding people and just making sure that they know about the welfare space as well, and that it's absolutely fine to just come up and chill out. So yeah, that's where we're at.
We're not going to be talking about individual stories, but then from the point of view of you assisting people, you're then getting in touch with home. Are you making sure people can get home? They probably don't want to leave the festival, but they reach a point where they think, hang on, I do. It's not doing me good staying here now.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, we get cases like that where people feel that, you know, with the way I'm feeling now, whether it's due to mental health experiences or anxiety or just due to the substance they've taken, and maybe they're not coping with the heat very well, that they think I'd like to go home. So we support them to either arrange public transport back home. So we're right beside the info point and they've got lots of information, so we'll work closely with them to arrange travel back home. We can also get in touch with family or friends, whether they're off-site or on-site, to arrange that too. So yeah, we can absolutely accommodate things like that.
And don't worry if you haven't got a mobile phone signal, because you've got the Holy Grail here. You've got a landline.
We do indeed, yeah. Unfortunately, the site signal is pretty poor. So, in this day and age, we're also reliant on our mobile phones and our smartphones to get in touch with each other. But unfortunately, at festivals, the site's so saturated, they don't work. So yeah, we have a landline here at Welfare, and we also have a mobile phone that works too, so we can send texts to people as well. So yeah, we're pretty well equipped if people are in need to get in touch with other folk.
Okay, well, look, great. I mean, in terms of what you're doing now and looking ahead to festivals that you're doing in future, if anyone wants to find out more about yourselves, there's plenty of literature here this weekend as well, and plenty that you're giving away this weekend, and even just down to the sunscreen for a small donation as well.
Yeah, so if people want to find out more information, we have our website, which is www.chillwelfare.org.uk. So you can check us out there. We also have Twitter, so we're at Chill Welfare, and we also have a Facebook page. So you can kind of keep up to date with the different festivals we're going to on the social media. And if you wanted to get in touch really about any harm reduction advice or information, you could just email us on the hello@chillwelfare.org.uk email, and either myself or my co-director Katie, who are both full-time drug workers in the field anyways, we'd be delighted to just offer any kind of information over email as well. So please do get in touch if you'd like.
And I will say as well, we talked about the internet being a problem here, about phones being an issue here. You have plenty of good old-fashioned leaflets out there as well.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got like quite an array of literature. So we've got literature about specific substances. We've got literature about what to do if someone does overdose, and a lot of literature about how to, you know, prevent things from that happening. A lot of harm reduction information and advice, but also we tend to acquire literature from local services at the festival is based, so that if anyone needs signposting to a local service, we have that there and all that information available.
Oh, well, look, great. Thank you very much for taking 10 minutes out to chat to us. You're busy. I'll let you go on and be on your way, but thanks very much.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.